Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
We have been hearing from all three presidential candidates on today's programme since nominations closed at noon. And we're joined now by Heather Humphreys, Fine Gael presidential candidate. And Heather, good afternoon to you and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Good evening to everybody.
So we finally know the field after the last couple of weeks of speculation and racing and all of that. And you are one of three. Can you tell me what is your top priority that differentiates your campaign and you as a presidential candidate from the other two?
Yeah, well, I want to be a president because I believe it's a role that unites people. It's a role that brings people together. It listens, supports and represents all of us on the island, no matter where we come from or what our background is. And it's a role that is above politics. So I want to bring my life experience to the role. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, so I know the issues facing young families. And before I got elected to the Dáil, I was manager of a credit union. And of course, the credit union is very much embedded in the community. You get to know the challenges that people face in their lives and when they need a little bit of help. I've served in cabinet for 10 years across a number of different departments. So I was Minister for Culture when I led the 1916 centenary commemorations. And those events really brought people together and they gave us a great sense of national identity and pride. Then as Minister for Social Protection, I brought forward major reforms such as auto-enrolment, which will take effect in January, and that ensures that workers will have access to a pension. And also, I was Minister for Business during Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic, so I know how to handle a crisis. So I really do think there are huge opportunities to use the presidency to promote and open doors for Irish businesses. So I want to bring my experience so to the role of president.
That is your experience, and I think a lot of people will be aware of it. Do you think it might work against you? Because you've had a decade in cabinet, five different ministerial portfolios, the Fine Gael deputy leadership. So really you are, out of the three candidates in the race, the ultimate establishment candidate, aren't you? Who worked and with and for successive Fine Gael governments, which have presided over a devastating housing crisis. So will you be accepting accountability for that in this campaign?
Yeah, well, some people might say establishment, but I say experienced. And, you know, of course, Michael D. Higgins was a former minister, the same as myself. And I think that experience really stood to him and he has done our country proud. So I'd ask people to judge me on my track record in the ministries that I have held. And yes, I'm not denying, of course, there are challenges. And in government, there will always be challenges. And there's always more to be done. But I did have the courage to step up and go into government and some didn't. Yeah. And I accept,
you see, I suppose that's the difference, right? The way you're after phrasing that there, that there, of course there are challenges and there will always be challenges. That's the way a Fine Gael minister might talk about the housing crisis. But the way a president might talk about the housing crisis is the way Michael D. Higgins talked about it when he said the housing crisis is our, and I'm quoting now, the housing crisis is our great, great, great failure. He said it could no longer be considered a crisis, but a disaster. That's a difference, isn't it? Would you ever expect to speak like that, for example, about the housing crisis as a president for all rather than a Fine Gael president?
Yeah, well, I won't ever. I will be a president for all, and I can assure you of that. And yes, Michael D was right. And housing is the biggest challenge facing this country.
He said it was a failure and a disaster.
Well, I can say that it is. I agree that it is the huge challenge, and it's very tough. People are putting off big decisions. They're putting their lives on hold. I don't have all the answers on how to solve it. And billions are being invested. We need to see results.
Yeah.
And that's the
but
bottom
again,
line.
Heather, can I just put it to you, right, that's not speaking for the people. Some people would say that the way you're phrasing that is not speaking for all the people to say the housing crisis is a challenge. Because for quite a lot of people, it is a disaster. It is a failure. Yeah. It has devastated some people's lives. So to say it's a challenge, do you really think that is being a president for all and giving a voice to all the people?
Yes, I will be a voice for all the people, but I'm realistic. I realise what the president can do. The president can highlight, the president can speak, they can be a voice for the nation. They can speak out when they see injustices, and they can speak out like the president has done in terms of Gaza and what has happened there. There are many, many ways this president can speak publicly, speak privately when they meet the Taoiseach every 6 or 8 weeks in a private meeting. So there are many, many ways for the president to speak up. I have never been afraid to speak up for people.
And on the issue of Gaza, that's also interesting to give us an idea as to what sort of president you might be. Could you see yourself speaking about Gaza in the way Michael D. Higgins has done?
Yeah, well, Michael D. Higgins is correct. He has spoke out. He has spoke out about what has happened in Gaza. Can I just say that it is genocide, and nobody can justify what's happening in Gaza now. We see awful images. We see parents carrying their lifeless children wrapped in white sheets to bury them. Young children are being maimed, it is heartbreaking. So we need to see three things. We want an immediate ceasefire. We need to see humanitarian food and aid that must be let in, and the hostages must be released.
Okay.
But, and it's so important that we do speak out. But we must remember, too, the president doesn't set foreign policy, but the president can be a moral voice. I really condemn what is happening there.
All right. The campaign has just started today, but obviously it's sort of been going for the last couple of weeks, and you've already been accused in some quarters about being less than transparent about some issues, with one newspaper, the Irish Daily Mail, saying that you evaded a question about your husband's membership of the Orange Order, and that you didn't tell voters about your attendance at an event that was organised by a band connected to an Orange Lodge. Now, a lot of people have said since then that really is immaterial whether or not your husband was a member of the Orange Order, but really it's about how you did or didn't answer the question that concerned people.
Well, can I just ask you, Sarah, how would you feel if you were going for a job interview and one of the first questions you got was about what your husband or your partner was doing before you met them? You know, how would you feel? All I can say is, it might catch you off guard a little.
So is that what happened? You were caught off guard?
I have always been open about who I am and where I come from. And that's why I think I'm uniquely placed to reach out the hand of friendship to both nationalist and unionist traditions in Northern Ireland. And I want to build on the great work of Mary McAleese. I want to work to build bridges across communities. I do want to facilitate a much deeper understanding of all traditions on this island. And I want to be a president for everyone in this country, regardless of who they are or where
they come like
from.
When would you like to see a united Ireland, Heather Humphreys, finally? When would you like to see that happen?
A united Ireland will come about on foot of what was signed in the Good Friday Agreement. So we have to work towards that. So we have to work towards breaking down those barriers. And there's a lack of understanding, and indeed there's a misunderstanding. And I saw that myself firsthand. We need to have more conversations. And I have worked with people in Northern Ireland on many occasions, and I want to build on all of the work.
I'm sorry, Heather, to cut you off. We have to be fair to all the candidates, and we are out of time for this particular conversation. No doubt we'll get a chance to speak again. And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this evening. That is Heather Humphreys, Fine Gael presidential candidate.